I'm Beth Barron. My work started from a really personal place. I was walking around. My heart was broken. I saw a Band-Aid on the ground. And I thought, oh, if only it were so easy to put a Band-Aid on this. Then I saw another Band-Aid in a short amount of time, and my mind just got overloaded with questions. What was the wound about? Is the person suffering more now without that Band-Aid on? Or is giving it air a healing thing? Or are scars strengthening? Or are we more susceptible? Daily life is just filled with all kinds of trauma, day after day after day, little to big. That was sort of my initial launching point. The mandalas, which are visual signs of wholeness, circles, and Jung talks about them, and they're used in Eastern religions as a symbol of wholeness and that we're all one. But I needed to find some hope. It's sort of like I just woke up and decided, instead of being wounded and constantly feeling like I was trying to heal, and when you're using the word healing, for some reason it sounded to me like there was a destination that you would eventually be healed. And I think words like are really important, and we were talking about voice, and words don't always do us justice, but we need to try to put words to what's going on. What I did with this, and I sew each stitch by hand, was I started to realize that I could stitch myself back together any way I wanted to. And it made me think about the Scarecrow in the Wizard of Oz. You know, he was like, my legs over there and my arms over there, and you can put that back together. We can put ourselves back together. Spend a little time alone and let your voice, you know, echo through your body and through your mind, and be brave.